This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. I just went out and inspected the Traeger grills. Not your mama's meatloaf. Smoked porterhouse steaks. Portuguese hot sausages. Chips and guac. Who is it better than we do?
Nobody.
Come on in. Stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. You have a chance to get the calendar. You can pre-order that. It is beautiful. Did a great job with this Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar. Every home deserves to have one of these calendars. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America. That's the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Our streaming partner, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and our radio affiliates around the world. Bills handled the Buccaneers. Everything's okay in Buffalo, right? They're now 5-3. You probably turned off the TV when it was 24-10, and then Baker Mayfield Jr. III led them on a 95-yard drive, two-point conversion, and a Hail Mary toss away from maybe winning this game. It was close with Chris Godwin there, but Buffalo Bills are all okay, A-OK, right? Here's Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, talking about Josh Allen and the win.
The ball found the open players, right? And what the where the defense took away certain receivers and tight ends and backs, the ball found, you know, Josh was making good, sound decisions on, he was playing the position, right? And I think that's important. When he's at his best, he plays the position.
Yeah. You know, sometimes trying not to do too much. There was an analogy that it was a basketball analogy about Josh Allen. I wish I could remember who came up with this, but he tries to be the point guard, the shooting guard, the big man, the power forward. He tries to be everything sometimes. And I think that there's a real concern with that, that, you know, you want to play within the confines of what your offense has, what they're giving you, and try not to do too much. He did get banged up a little bit on a play before he scored a touchdown. He talked about being injured or hurt his arm.
Took a little fall on it and just felt a little funky about it, but, you know, just trying to keep it warm and keep it loose. I'll be sore for a couple days, but we'll be fine.
Yeah, slide or run out of bounds. It's what we keep saying to these quarterbacks. I don't care how good, how big, how fast, slide or get out of bounds. Let's see, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. We have the World Series starting tonight. Diamondbacks at the Rangers, game one. Michigan has the NCAA in town. Yay! Hey, you put up a banner? Welcome, NCAA. Come on in. Don't stay a while. It's like when Jim Cantore comes to town for the Weather Channel. Bad things are going to happen. That's pretty much what you have with the NCAA is on campus. Not sure exactly what they'll find when they're on campus, but somebody is hand-delivering a scandal to them, an investigation. Here it is. Here it is. Go ahead. Go to town on this. It feels like it's one of those that the NCAA probably doesn't want to find out bad things, but they're going to find out some bad things there. The question is, if they discipline Michigan, when do you discipline Michigan? Could Jim Harbaugh already be in the NFL by this time next year? Are you going to do anything that could kind of put a halt on their chance for a national championship? You know, so those are the things to keep an eye on with this of how big is it, how do you enforce this, and how long is the NCAA going to be in town there? All right, Seton, poll question today.
Yeah, Dan, we got a bunch of them here. Okay. We could start with Josh Allen. Paulie suggested Josh Allen should slide more, run out of bounds, and do the best he can to avoid as much contact as possible, or continue to ignore his health and take on as much contact as possible.
Yeah, that won't end well.
No?
No. What else do you have?
We could go with in 2 years, Jim Harbaugh will be the Michigan head coach.
You might do in a year, Jim Harbaugh will be.
The Michigan head coach with sanctions or an NFL head coach.
Yeah. So he's the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I don't know that there's ever been a college football coach who literally the entire tenure of his career at this one place has been like, yeah, but next year he's going to the NFL. The minute he got there, it was like, yeah, but next year he's going back to the NFL. So it doesn't matter. Every year.
Yeah. Marvin, is your microphone on?
Oh, it is. I just got so eager.
Yeah. Okay.
But I did want to say one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hot take. Jim Harbaugh, next head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Whoa.
Bah, 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 bah.
Are you now an NFL insider?
Nah, if it was Odell, I'd be an outsider.
Okay. Well, I'm the outsider, according to OBJ. Yes, Paul.
I think that's lightly saucy by Marvin. That actually makes way more sense than the Bears. Harbaugh doesn't. That actually makes sense because the timing could play out.
I don't want this to be the Dan Patrick Show is reporting. Okay, we got to make sure Marvin is reporting.
Oh, Marvin's not reporting. Marvin's just taking some out of things. I was like,
Marvin, that's not how it works.
I'm hearing.
Yes.
Sources
close to me.
That's what I just heard anyway.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Hey, Marvin, this is on you, not on me.
Yeah, source is really close to me.
Yeah. Well, you do work for ESPN sometimes. Don't you? So is this Marvin from, you know, Marvin Prince from ESPN?
Prince, ESPN.
Yeah.
This first hour brought to you by Kings Hawaiian. Get together, friends, family, football. Every Sunday, make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Yeah, it feels like since Jim Harbaugh has gotten there, or there was a moment where it's like, man, this isn't going to work out. You're going to have to take a pay cut. Hey, he's flirting with the Minnesota Vikings. He wants to go back to the NFL. He's going to come back. Oh, he beat Ohio State twice. Give him a contract extension. Build a statue. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, I'm going to flirt with the NFL again. Now the NCAA wants to come in and talk to me. And how is this going to end? We're supposed to be in the national title picture, maybe one of the top two or three teams in the country. And here we are. Jim Harbaugh. Hey, you know, the only thing that could make this better is if they were playing Ohio State this weekend. Like the timing of this, you know, if somebody's going to, you know, create a 30 for 30, then you could have had better timing on this investigation. I think, is Michigan off this weekend? So there's a lot of time for Jim Harbaugh on the NCAA to talk. You can't go, hey, I got to get ready for this game here. Is Michigan off this weekend?
Yeah, bye week.
Yes, Don.
And why would someone call himself Buckeye Bob sending all this information to the NCAA?
That really, is not true.
Kind of a giveaway.
That's not true.
That's not true.
We don't know. And there's been a lot of speculation. Is this a disgruntled booster at Michigan? Is it somebody outside of the booster world there who hired the investigation firm? Like, you know, if you don't get results from the police, you might hire a private investigator. That's the feeling you have here. It's like, maybe we'll hire an outside firm to come in and investigate this. And then we'll give all the information to the NCAA. Because you have to do that. You know, it's like the NCAA doesn't go out to get, you know, to a restaurant, they always order in. It's like, whatever you have, send it to us. You know, we need DoorDash here to deliver an NCAA investigation. Well, they got one right on their doorstep. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, if the name of the private investigation was Nittany Lions PI, then you know it's trouble.
Mm.
But, you know, the NCAA doesn't want any part of these things. It has to be delivered to them. You go back to the Reggie Bush case with Yahoo Sports. If the disgruntled marketing rep doesn't call Yahoo Sports mm-hmm. and make a story that's hand-delivered to the NCAA, they don't do anything to USC. Never.
Yeah, probably not. Any other poll questions you're thinking about, Seton?
We got poll questions galore.
Whoa,
Dan.
Okay.
Are the Bills back?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they beat the Buccaneers. Here's Baker Mayfield Jr. the third on losing again.
Losing three in a row sucks. There's no way around that. It's just it's a feeling. So, but we showed fight tonight. That's the one thing that, you know, we can hang our hats on.
Okay. What else do you have, Seton?
Let's see. We also have, will Damian Lillard win a title with the Bucks? This one's from the toddler.
Okay. Might be too early to speculate on that.
I think we're right on time.
Right on time.
I believe Dame time has arrived.
Okay.
Overreacting Friday?
It did last night. That was fun to watch. That's where Giannis goes, hey, dude, this is why we brought you in. Go ahead. Go to town. Yeah. And he certainly did with the 70.
You finished this one off.
Yeah.
I'm good.
The James Harden situation is getting a little bit more interesting. He tried to board the plane, and they wouldn't let him fly to Milwaukee. They said they want to monitor him because he hadn't been working out. Chris Haynes, who's going to join us, he was on the sidelines for TNT last night. He had this big article on James Harden. You know, he's got a trainer. He's got a chef. He's got all these people who joined him in the offseason in Colorado. He was going to train at high altitude and be ready and be in the best shape of his career. Probably thought he was going to the Clippers. He wanted to look good in a Clippers uniform, but they're not letting him play. Yes, Todd.
Is it possible that his bag just didn't fit in the overhead bin and he refused to check it? So they're like, forget it, dude. You're not going to be able to make it on the floor.
I don't know. I'm going to guess that's probably.
Shouldn't jump to conclusion.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's probably not the case. No. But James Harden sitting this one out. Anything else there, Seton O'Connor? You got a couple of good questions there.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Todd sent in, do you still dress up for Halloween?
I'm being asked to dress up for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
But it's for it's for a moment at a party, and I have to start the party. I'm going to get the party started, and I have to dress up, and then I come in, and then I light something, and then the party starts, and then I get to take off my costume. I don't want to give it away in case there's people who are going to be there and go, wow, who is that guy dressed like an ogre? And my wife was even telling me how I'm supposed to walk and the noises I'm supposed to make.
Really?
Yeah. So I go, okay. She bought me a costume. She said, all right, here's the deal. You have to come around the corner, and then I need you to kind of go. I go, okay. And then I said, what do I do? And then you're going to take this thing that you light, you know, you're going to light this cauldron. And then it officially starts the party. And I go, okay, all right. But I can take off the costume. You can if you want to. I go, no, I will. But she was telling me, and then I walk out and light the cauldron. Tell me who's going to be having fun.
Nobody.
Yeah. Everybody. Yes, Todd.
So it's not enough just to wear the costume and agree to that. There's choreography and directing involved.
Yes. There's a witches dance where all these witches are going to dance right after I do this.
Is this an orgy? Are you filming Eyes Wide Shut too?
My wife didn't tell me anything more than just that. I don't. Surprise!
Hey. Like the opening scene in Old School.
Yeah.
I thought this was the pickleball crew, but whoa.
An ogre, gee.
And then I, quote, light the candle.
Right. My wife wants me to light the candle while going as witches dance around me.
Hot.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah. Todd now wants to get an invitation.
Really, sure. Yeah. I always miss out on these things. I didn't go away to college. I don't get any of these.
Yeah.
Bummed out right now.
Yeah.
This is a wild situation.
Yes. Marv, you had a thought, question, concern?
Frizzy said, pickle, what? Okay.
That sounds like a good time.
All right. We'll take a break. We got phone calls to get to. World Series starts tonight. Game one. We'll talk about some of the NBA action last night. Certainly the Bucks over the 76ers with Dame Lillard. I don't know if he has more range than Steph Curry, but boy, is it close. And Trae Young, too. Like those guys, when they get over half court, it's ready to go. And, you know, for anybody who's been on a basketball floor, just step out there at midcourt and shoot a jumper. That's the thing. Everybody talks, you know, you got to have strength. Your legs and being able to shoot those jumpers from that deep, that's a heave for most people. All right, we'll come back. Just getting started, 15 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Theme music today. Songs for teams. Who sings this? Go New York, go New York, go New York.
Is this? I have no clue. It didn't even have a title. It just said Go New York on YouTube. This is before the 1994 season.
Yeah.
They made that specifically for that season because they were Jordan retired.
Go New York. Yes, Tom.
I just know there's a verse where they go, we're the Knicks and we're doing it for kicks. We're hitting three pointers and you're putting up bricks. And I'm like, yeah, that sounded so cool.
Paulie?
I got to double check this, but a story I'm reading, Jesse Itzler. He's a current minority owner of the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah. When he was a young man, he was an aspiring rapper. He owned like a jet company and got very rich, obviously. He was a rapper known as Jesse James, a Vanilla Ice style rapper, who made a bunch of songs, and he did this on his own, self-produced it, and it came out that year.
But isn't his wife the one who invented Skims?
Yeah, Spanx.
Spanx, I'm
Sarah
sorry.
Sarah Blakely, his okay. wife, founder of Spanx, so they're both doing all right.
Yeah.
He was a rapper back in the early 90s.
Of course he was. Yeah. Who wasn't?
Jesse James. We should get him on.
Yeah. Chris Haynes, Bleacher Report, NBA insider and sideline reporter for the NBA on TNT. He was there in Milwaukee last night covering the 76ers and the Bucks, but James Harden wasn't there. Chris Haynes joins us now. Why wasn't James Harden there?
Yeah, it was weird. It was really a strange situation. He showed up on Wednesday for practice. You know, he was away from the team for 10 days. It was an excused absence, but they did not think he was coming back at that time. So they caught him by surprise. And he went into practice, and a team official came up to him and said it would probably be best if he stayed back and got help and got work at the practice facility. And James Harden, as I was told, interpreted that as a suggestion. So he went through practice still with the mind of traveling to Milwaukee for the season opener. And so after practice, he goes to the airport, and then he stopped by a team security official and told him he's not permitted to get on the plane. And so James is all up in arms, like, what's going on here? You know, and so general manager Elton Brand, head coach Nick Nurse, they come over to him. This is at the airport. And they explain to him how they need him to stay back at the facility. And so they can track his progress. His speed is measurable because he's been away for so long. So James is still irate at this point, but he calms down and he leaves without further incident. And Harden's camp is of the belief that they didn't want him around for a potential distraction, having to answer James Harden related questions on game day. So he did show up at the facility yesterday to get his work in, I was told, but DP, I don't know what's going to happen from here. This is a situation that is, I don't think, is not cooling off anytime soon.
Yeah, but didn't he have a rigorous off-season workout in Colorado, and he had people, trainers there, and a chef? I mean, he was ready to go working out at high altitude.
You read my story, DP.
Yes, I did.
You got good job, DP. Yes, he's in good shape. And that's why the NBA is getting involved, too, because, you know, we have this new star protocol where if a player is injured, so-called injured, he still has to be at the game and be present, visibly present for fans to see. And the Sixers are, I'm just telling you both sides here. Don't shoot the messenger. So the Sixers are like, well, we don't know if he's injured because he hasn't been around the team for 10 days. So we want to track his measurables, his speed, to make sure his body is right. James is saying, I'm good. I'm coming in the best shape of my life. I'm good. I came ready to be reacclimated with my team. So the NBA has jumped in and they're investigating this situation. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes out of that.
As far as the game, what does Milwaukee look like, or how different are they with Dame in there and not Drew Holiday?
The difference is they have a closer. And Giannis told me in our I had a sit down interview with them that aired on TNT last night with Dame and Giannis. And Giannis told me it was Dame's team. And when he said that, I don't know that I dismissed it, but I just took it as, you know, this is Giannis trying to make Dame as comfortable as possible. But if you saw in that fourth quarter, Giannis was really deferring to Dame.
Yeah.
Like Dame said, it was at one point where they were kind of trying to figure out who was going to bring the ball up. He said Giannis brought the ball up, and then he was trying to figure out if should he come over and get the ball. And Giannis signaled to him, come get it, come get it. And that's when Dame knew, like, okay, he wants me to, you know, he wants me to, you know, do my Dame time. And, you know, 14 points for Dame in that final five minutes of the ball game, and the rest is history. So that is what they get in Dame. You know, obviously, you know, defensively, Drew Holiday is one of the best defenders in the league, and he causes havoc on that end. But, you know, this is what they needed, you know, especially, you know, we all know Giannis is one of the best in the league, arguably the best player in the league. But teams specific, the Bucks, you know, have problems, you know, during the closing of games. You know, Giannis is not a good free throw shooter. You know, teams tend to build a wall around them. So there was problems down the stretch. But with Dame, they got somebody they can go to who's not afraid of those moments. And, you know, if he's fouled, he can hit free throws. So it looks like a really good partnership between those two. And it's really rare. Dame told me that, Giannis told me that when they first had their first meeting together after Dame was traded, he told Dame, "I want you to come in and be the closer." And it's rare for a player of that caliber to say, "Hey, I want you to have the ball in the most at the most important time of the game." You know, that really just shows how much Giannis really wants to win.
He's Chris Haynes, Bleacher Report NBA insider, was working the sideline last night for TNT, the 76ers and the Bucks. We saw this with Dwayne Wade when LeBron came to Miami. LeBron has been trying to at least publicly give the Lakers to AD, and so I'm not surprised that Giannis is saying to Dame, "Hey, this is your team." But Giannis's role now, how does that change?
I don't think it changes much. You know, he's still going to be himself. You know, he's still going to be his dominant force. You know, I don't think it changes. I think the only thing that changes in probably the last 6 minutes of a game is, I don't want to say deferring, but he has a dog that he can rely on at that juncture in the game. You know, there's definitely going to be times. I'm not going to say Giannis is not a closer or anything like that, but just know that you got that escape valve, you know, on the scene. And Damian Lillard, you know, just allows a little bit more freedom for Giannis to roam and do his thing. So I don't think it changes much on his end, but just know you have the luxury of having a guy like that that's not going to fold in those moments, and not just fold, he's going to blossom. You know, that's a luxury to have. And so, you know, but look, again, DP, you know, Chris Middleton, he hasn't gotten to play the normal minutes that he will play. You know, I spoke to him last night. He said he thinks it's going to take about 6-7 games before you start seeing his minutes become what they are. So this team has a lot of room to grow, but definitely first game, you saw how it's going to play out. Dame is going to be that guy down the stretch.
Best team in California this year is who?
Oh, golly. Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh, man. That is a tough one. I'm going to have to go with oh, Lord. Mike Brown's gonna kill me over there. You know, I live in Sacramento, DP. I gotta deal with the Kings fans. I will have to go. I'll go with the Lakers. I'll go with the Lakers right now. I don't feel confident about that. I'll go with the Lakers right now. The Warriors for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years removed from a championship. Warriors or Lakers, that's who I'm kind of going back and forth on, DP.
What are your expectations for Wembanyama? What would be a good to great rookie season for him?
Hey, I was talking to somebody about that the other day. A good to great rookie season. First of all, I think he's going to average damn near 20 points, probably more than 20 points. Probably get you about 7 boards a game. But on the defensive end, I think that's where he's going to be a killer from day one. He might average 3 blocks a game, playing 27 minutes a game, something along those lines, maybe even less. I don't know what Pop has up his scheme as far as his minute distribution for him year one. But I was telling somebody, at worst, for Wembanyama's career, at worst, he's a multi-time defensive player of the year guy. At worst. Now, that is with him being healthy. But the skill set, he has all the skill sets to be something really special I think, again, hoping for good health for everybody. But for him, I think it's a runaway rookie of the year. I think he's a runaway rookie of the year award already, just with the what he has defensively. Scoring is going to come. I haven't seen anything like a DP. I remember NBA 2K is the game now that kids play.
Yeah.
It's the big NBA game. But back in my day coming up, it was NBA Live. It was NBA Live before it became NBA 2K. And I remember, I don't remember if it was the late 90s. It might have been late, mid 90s. NBA Live started to allow you to create your own player. So I'm like, yes, I could finally be in the NBA. Like, I'm creating my own player. But, you know, when you create you, you don't really create you. You create the version of you that you want to be. And so the version of me was a 7'4 guard. And I remember when I created myself as a 7'4 dark-skinned guard, I just looked at really, and I mentioned that because, you know, lighting is always
of course,
tough.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Of course,
DP. Yeah, dark brother lighting. Yes, absolutely.
It's tough for me in these hotels. I do it for you. But I would create myself, and I would just look so long, and it would look so crazy on the screen, like having this 7'4 guy dribbling and shooting threes and – that's what I see when I see Victor. I see myself. I see the 7'4 version of NBA Live. And it's crazy to see. We've always think we've seen a unicorn. We always call these players unicorn. That is a unicorn.
Safe travels. Always great to catch up with you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate you, DP. Take care, brother.
Chris Haynes, Bleacher Reporter, NBA Insider, and Sideline Reporter, NBA on TNT. Also has a podcast. It's called Hashtag This League Uncut, Chris Haynes and Mark Stein, wherever you get your podcast. Take a break. Phone calls coming up next. Final hour of the program. He was Walter White on Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, and what he was doing at Drake's birthday party. He'll join us coming up next hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says, I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Holly crying right now. Eddie Vedder singing about his Cubs.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm not crying. This story says 23 Celtic jerseys retired. Is that right, Todd?
Yes, I saw one story that said 24, and then I saw something from Boston.com, and I'll trust Boston.com, says 23 jerseys.
Okay, they've been around 73 years. You've retired 23 jerseys. But they had all that success. You're not going to have that kind of success the way they did, because nobody was leaving the Celtics when Russell was there. And even Bird with Parrish and McHale. Yes, Pauline?
I have a retired numbers question before we get to the great actor Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
this is for the room, and you could think about it or save it. Let's imagine we took active actors worldwide.
Active actors?
Yes, not from the way back past.
Okay.
If you had to retire one jersey of a male and female actor, like first person in the Hall of Fame or retired jerseys.
Like Tom Cruise and Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good because Tom Cruise is both a serious actor and a financially successful actor.
Okay.
And Meryl Streep might be, you know, GOAT status.
Todd, do you have one?
I'm going to go Bryan Cranston and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, Zsa Zsa Gabor is dead. So you didn't
listen. Yeah, living. That's true.
Yeah. Can anything ever be serious with you?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
But Daniel Day-Lewis, maybe not as successful as Tom Cruise.
He's retired.
But I would say active as far as he's alive.
Now it's alive.
I guess that's what I meant. Okay. Daniel Day-Lewis is close.
Seton, do you have one?
I just like that Daniel Day-Lewis took some time off and went to like move to Italy to be a cobbler or something, which sounded like he was doing research for a movie, but yes. I don't know that he actually did. But yeah. He just moved, I'm just going to check out for a while and go make shoes or something.
Marvin, do you have?
I'm going to go Samuel L. Jackson and Julia Roberts.
Okay. Let's bring in Bryan Cranston. Great actor, filmmaker, Malcolm in the Middle, Breaking Bad. Broadway. He's done it all. Whose jersey are you retiring? Actor and actress?
Wow. I actually, Daniel Day-Lewis is a good call, but when he went off, I thought he was going to become peach cobbler. Like, that would be something tasty.
He's good enough actor to actually become peach cobbler.
You could actually taste his work.
Have you met Daniel Day-Lewis?
I did. I met him. We met standing next to each other in the bathroom at the urinals.
Okay.
Which is an interesting place to meet someone because you don't want to make eye contact. You're not going to shake hands. You just kind of give each other a look and then wait until your business is done and then get out there and then you talk outside.
What event were you at?
It was the AFI Awards, where they award the 10 best television shows and the 10 best movies on any given year. And he was there for Phantom Thread, the last film that he was doing. Phenomenal actor and a sweet guy, a very, very sweet guy who stays in character his entire run of the shoot. So when he was doing Lincoln, all the other actors would say, "Good morning, Mr. President. How are you, Mr. President? Good morning, Mr." And he would stay in character all the time. And I thought, that's interesting. So he stays in character as a character that was, 165 years ago or whatever. But so he's at the craft service tables. And, "Mr. President, your bagel just popped up from the toaster. It looks ready."
Could you have stayed in character with either Hal with Malcolm in the Middle or Walter White Breaking Bad?
No. No.
Why?
Because it's too much energy. you need, just like, you know, you got to take your breaks, and so do actors. I mean, if you try to sustain a level of energy all the way through, I'd be exhausted after the first 3 hours, and you wouldn't be able to perform then. You know, you got to have the breaks.
Well, I would think with Breaking Bad, it was so serious, and you know, there's a lot of bad things that happen. Whereas on Malcolm in the Middle, you've got to be a kid the entire time.
It still takes a tremendous amount of energy. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's not like sitting behind a microphone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
that's, you know, you use up mental energy.
Yes, I do.
You got to burn the oil that way.
Have you ever seen me in any of the movies that I've been in? Films?
You were in Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. Quite a few of them.
Yeah.
20 of them.
You have a very easy touch. You ease into those roles, and it feels natural. And that's the hardest thing to do, by the way. You're doing something that is unnatural, mm-hmm. because there's cameras around, there's people around, you're saying specific things, and they say, go, do it right now. And you have to do it over and over and over again, and you have to seem as natural as possible. And you do quite a good job.
Well, they called me Daniel Day Patrick when I was on set with Sandler, just to let you know. But I haven't done like a nude scene or a sex scene. You've been involved in those. How much more acting is it when, let's say, it's a serious scene where somebody dies as opposed to you're having a sex scene?
Well, it's then more emotional, isn't it? If you're doing something where you're, you know, finding the depths of pain or anguish, that's tremendously exhausting. Mm-hmm. Because again, you're doing it over and over again. Now, when I do Broadway, it's even harder when you're on stage, because if a play is well written, in every single part of that play, you have some kind of emotional content to it. So instead of one day, oh, I have an emotional day on a movie, when you do a play, it's every day. You're every single day, you've got to muster up that energy to go through that gauntlet.
Have you met Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah.
And?
Yeah, she's, you know what? I gotta say, in the 45 years that I've been working, there's probably three or four people I really would not want to work with again. So I really love the people I work with, and the people I've met. You know, Daniel Day-Lewis was sweet and unassuming and kind and rather shy. Meryl is fun-loving, and she's got a bright spirit about her. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. There's a lot of people that I cherish working with and look forward to again.
My youngest daughter says that I remind her of Steve Martin in how I look.
Yeah, there's a Steve Martin
Thank you.
Essence to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. That's not the first time you've heard it.
No, I had a an Uber driver saying that he was surprised that I took an Uber because I go, "Who do you think I am?" And he goes, "Are you playing me?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "You're in that Murder in the Building thing." And I go, "Oh, I'm not Steve Martin." He goes, "Okay, sure, like sure you weren't," or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not him, but he didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we were going to have Brian on because things are a little tough in Hollywood, and he's picking up a side gig as a bartender and got hired by Drake, and you were the guest bartender at a surprise party for the legendary musician entertainer Drake. How did that come about?
Well, a friend of ours, a restaurateur named Dave Grutman, who owns a bunch of restaurants down in throughout the country. He said, are you guys available Monday? And we really weren't. We had to cancel a couple things around. We said, why? He says, because at one of my restaurants, we're going to have we're going to have Drake and his whole party. It's a very intimate party, and it'd be fun if you guys came over and, you know, bartended and made Dos Hombres Mezcal cocktails and for Drake and his friends. And it's like, yeah, I think we got to do that. I think we got to do that. So we kind of shifted things around. We flew into Miami. This was just last Monday. And it was a fun night. It was a fun night. We're making Negronis and old fashions, mezcal, and it was fun to see him. And what a sweet guy. Talk about a different persona on stage as off. And I always look for that, and I always respect and admire when I see someone who is able to allow themselves to be seen in a calm, not performance mode kind of way. And Drake was just really a cool dude, you know, really fun.
How was the house?
Well, it wasn't, I mean, how many people, or do you mean the venue itself?
Venue.
It was a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the Dave Grutman's restaurants, and it just had opened. Beautiful.
Who were the other celebrities there?
Oh, God. I knew you were going to ask me that. I was busy working. You know, someone's got to just get their heads down and put the ice in the well.
So you did not know the other people there, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not good at that. You know, you know, we're about the same age, and it's like, I knew Drake, and I know some of his songs, you know, and one of the songs we were singing, it's like, one of the lyrics of the song goes like, I live for the nights I won't remember with the people that I won't forget. You know, it's like it's cool. And so it was a lot of fun. We danced. There was a lot of good food, and it was just and really chilled because it wasn't overcrowded. It was very private. It was just his invited guests.
But he knew who you were, like when he first saw. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big Breaking Bad fan. So it was fun to, and he didn't know we were coming. So we were behind the bar serving drinks, and someone guided him up to the bar. And we just said, you know, what can I get you, sir? And he went, ah!
but you're there with Aaron Paul, who was Jesse Pinkman. So you two travel. I hear you guys are cleaning Snoop Dogg's pool this weekend, too. So you guys can be hired out, which is pretty awesome. When are you getting back to work, by the way?
Yeah, we're hoping. We're very happy that the studios have agreed to sit down with us again to talk with our negotiating committee. And they're doing a terrific job. It's very difficult. The conversation is not easy to have. It's been over 100 days now, but we need to maintain that strength and unity, because what we're trying to accomplish is a living wage for the working actor. And as of right now, that is not happening because of the streaming platforms have diminished an actor's ability to make a living.
Yeah.
It really has. There were revenue streams that were available to an actor before, and you needed all of them collectively to be able to just make a living. And that has all dwindled away. So we have to get it back to secure an actor's ability to make it a fine and decent living.
Great to talk to you as always. And hopefully this gets settled here soon.
And we're hoping.
Yeah. And good luck with the mezcal.
Thanks, DP.
Thank you, buddy. That's Bryan Cranston, actor, filmmaker, Breaking Bad, Malcolm in the Middle, and has a Dos Hombres mezcal that he sent to us. Very tasty, by the way. Not during the show. We don't have. I mean, it's tasty during the show, but we don't have it during the show. Yes, Pauline.
I think if I were urinating next to Daniel Day-Lewis, I would get quite nervous. I would avoid eye contact. Now,
really?
I'm not famous. Yeah, I'm not famous like Bryan Cranston, but if I saw someone like Danny Day-Lewis has a reputation, we don't know him, but like, oh, I don't want to have like bother that guy.
But is he in character when he goes to take a leak?
Like Lincoln?
I don't know. That would be a little annoying after a while.
4 score and 7 urinals ago. But yeah, well,
I don't know. I'd have a problem with that.
You would have to be
where you're in character all the time.
You would have to be the star, like, to get away with that. You couldn't be like a mid-level star.
But that has to be exhausting, where you're going to be Abe Lincoln for 4 months. Yes, Todd.
Or like a Liam Neeson, I'm going to flush the toilet, I'm going to wash my hands, and I will see you outside.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.